Welcome to Coffee, Cults, and Empires, the only podcast where it takes 8 episodes for the party to get more than an hour walk away from where they started. That's right. Our heroes are finally heading out into the desert with Tagok to find the tower that she alone insists is there. It's apparently inhabited by the sorceress and her daughter, the one preventing the other, respectively, from dating Tagok, so it isn't suspicious at all that Tagok is trying to pin the spider attack on her. Oh, that's right. In more fun news, I got access to, drumroll, that chronoscope.
Y'all, this thing is so cool.
I've been looking at a bunch of things, mostly for that mind-reading project, but one big thing that I've also been researching is Eurekus. It turns out that Harmony based Eurekus on a legendary character who's credited with all sorts of things. Once the mythical Eurekus apparently convinced the gods to make a waterfall to drown the Lanyu Empire, and then convinced the Lanyu Empire that she had brought the water to fix a drought? The biggest surprise is that I found several people named Eurekus historically, and they've all done big, impressive things, which all eventually get credited to the composite culture hero, Eurekus. They don't all have the flowing red hair or the tendency to start cults wherever they go, but there is one thing that they all have in common, a temper of mythic proportions. And that observation is definitely not foreshadowing.
I'm trying to think of how to bring up my girlfriend.
Every conversation, look right there. We know she exists.
Do we know she exists, though?
I mean, if she exists in Vafyrus's mind, then she exists.
Look, I've had imaginary friends before, and I don't know if I'd ever call them my girlfriend.
Hey, no, seriously, I was up like super late talking to her last night. It's complicated because she's got a night shift, but she's totally real. And you can talk to her when she's not sleeping. I can prove it any other time but this.
Mm-hmm. Time, every single time.
Well, anytime we throw a party, anytime.
Well, because she lives in the fuse. Like, she's not like physically living here. So, you know, she's real. She's real. You guys know she's real.
Serious question. How much money do you send her? Like, presuming that I believe that she's real, is she real and gorgeous and you send her a lot of funds?
I mean, okay, there was like a portion of our relationship where that's like how it worked, but that's not what it is. All right. I know what you're going for. She's actually my girlfriend. All right.
Well, do you share a bank account? And that's why it doesn't work like that anymore. She doesn't have to ask.
Well, I mean, maybe someday, but we're not like also not quite that close.
Okay, so I guess just, you know, feel bad because I don't want to say that you don't have a girlfriend. I just want to understand your relationship a bit better. I want to understand, like, how do you two work? Like, how do you do a long distance relationship,
We do glazed conversations most nights, except on every 8th day and when she has to work or when I'm, you know, with you guys. Every 38 days or so, we get together. That's about when she can get time off, and we hang out. We usually meet somewhere between here and there, have like lunch or something. You know, it's tough. It's not easy meeting someone and trying to build something from so far away. But like,
she's real. No, I mean, she's definitely real. How'd you two meet again?
Okay, so this is gonna sound crazy, but I promise it's not.
I'm listening.
So there's this network where you can like meet up with people who have had similar dreams as you. No, it's like, it's real.
Wait, did you meet in a dream?
Yes. Well, we think we did. I mean, nobody else seems to think we did, but then we met in real life afterward.
Did you like catapult yourself to the fuse?
No. I haven't visited the fuse. We usually meet in the middle. I'm
You've never even been to her place.
I've never, no, and I've never, like, it's a long way, all right? We have to, yeah.
How long have you been dating? Again?
2 years? Maybe two. 3? No, it's been two, yeah.
So if you meet in the middle, does that mean you meet on the bridge?
Sometimes, yeah. We pick different places each time. She has to take a ferry partway up the bridge.
Yeah, does she, like, rock climb up to the middle? Like,
yeah, there's like there's like services. You can take a ferry and, like, it's not like the old days.
Are you scrunched up at, like, the tiniest two-person table ever?
The restaurants are pretty funny because you have to have, like, a different waiter come every time as they, like, go down the tables. Like, they can never come back.
Okay, now I know you're bullshitting us because,
yeah.
I swear that there's a restaurant like that. Maybe they just, like, lean into it because it's a gimmick. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't want to start a conspiracy theory, but what if she's trying to leave Vafras and that's why she can't go the other direction?
Oh, this is good. This is good.
Is it?
Because they only meet on the bridge?
Uh-huh.
I mean, we don't always, like, that was just like twice we've met on bridges because we wanted to visit the bridges, you know, it's kind of a fun experience.
So over the course of 2 years, how many times have you met? Dream meets, of course.
Well, we only had the one dream. Like, it's hard to arrange dreams, but we've met like 20.
Scheduling is really hard when somebody else has the...
Yeah, I haven't quite got the spell right. Yeah. Plus, she's really busy and invading dreams. It's like it's a real invasion of privacy if you do it on purpose. So, you know, the happy accidents is kind of the main way. But yeah, I don't know, like 19, 20, 30 times, something like that.
Okay. Story checks out. 19,
20, 30.
Well, it's once really, every 38.
Really, a lot of times.
Yeah.
Who asked you out?
I asked her out.
Okay. And it was in a dream.
No, that part didn't happen in the dream.
It didn't even happen in the dream?
Were you guys already dating in the dream? Or did one of you have like a banana for a head or something?
Okay, I'm done talking about this. You're all mean.
Of course we're mean.
I mean, I feel like we're just trying to figure this out, right?
Just
like,
because I had a dream about a girlfriend doesn't mean she's imaginary.
Yeah, but I mean, if I had a dream about a girlfriend, he usually is imaginary. And, you know, you can say that my dream self just isn't sexy, but that's very mean and mean-spirited of you.
I was going to try to riff on that, and I don't know where to go.
You know, that just hurts worse. Thank you.
Always here for you.
I know.
Okay, well, you'll all see. I'm gonna invite her to our next session. She'll be there, and then you'll see. It'll prove to you all she's real.
I can't wait.
Yeah, what's her name?
Severin.
Severin. That's a pretty name.
Wait a second. That's not... No, okay, no. Serva, would be you backwards? I'm just saying that S-U-R-F-A-V. What is it? Surfav.
Like,
Surfav.
We use a lot of the same letters for our names. Yeah, like, I didn't... I
That's
definitely,
pretty cute.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
adorable. Yeah.
It's like it was fated, you know? Even though I don't believe in fate.
Were you dreaming in Sinister World?
I don't think so. I don't think that's where dreams go. Don't actually know that much about dream magic, or else I'd see her more often. Maybe invite some of you.
She is from Sinister World. She's just you in Sinister World.
No. You know what? I'll take it if you'll admit that my girlfriend is real.
And we'll take it as soon as she comes to a session.
Or anything.
Or, yeah, anything.
All right, next time.
That reminds me, who all has night vision?
Sounds like nobody. This is going to be great.
I might. It just takes me a second to check.
Does Tagok have night vision?
I do have the light spell, so I can help those of us who are visually darkness challenged.
Would my followers have it?
I mean, maybe one of them, but...
I have dark vision.
Well, one of us is really prepared.
I mean, I wasn't going to see anything either way, so it's... You know,
it looks like I didn't bother to take anything that makes light because I was like, screw it, I can see.
I got a torch, which I think will do just nicely.
Yeah, I can cause a thing to glow so we can have some light. That's fine.
I'd like you to figure out what it is that you are causing to glow.
Gorg's armor. That'd be funny.
Yes, make it glow. show everyone how beautiful my armor is.
Deal. It only has to be not larger than 10 feet in any dimension. Does your armor have any larger than 10 feet dimensions?
No. We'll just go with no.
Not yet.
Then I shall cast light on Gorg's armor. He is now a beacon of hope and inspiration and so forth.
I always wanted to be a paladin.
Gorg, can you make us some coffee before we go?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I, you know, take out the coffee, you know, presses and pistons and make some impromptu espresso. I take some, you know, some beans out of my bag and just, you know, press them down.
Late night coffee run.
You know, your coffee tastes better at night.
Maybe it's because I can't see what I'm doing. Or that Rupert there got some grease in the coffee. I always find it tastes better when there's grease in it.
Rupert's like about to ask for some coffee and then thinks better of it. It's like, oh, never mind.
Oh, you get a cup. Don't you worry.
In that case, I'm like in the middle of drinking it while he says that.
Oh, there's probably no grease in there. Don't worry.
Gorg's coffee, colon, probably there's no grease in there.
That's a good slogan. I should have used that back at the shop.
So you meet up with Takak. You guys probably arranged to meet a little bit south of the guard barracks. Takak is there, has a torch in one hand and a walking stick sort of thing in the other, and says, thanks everyone for coming. Are you ready to go? All rested up?
Woo.
Feeling good.
Let's go see this tower.
Okay.
I am very excited to prove to everyone the towers really exists. It's fine. Oh, does anyone want to make any bets before we go?
I was right about to ask if he wanted to make a bet.
I am very certain that the tower exists. Do you think the tower doesn't exist?
I think it doesn't exist.
Okay. How about 100 gold that it exists versus 100 that it doesn't?
Okay.
Yeah, I feel great about this.
Me too.
Takak looks at Eurekus and looks a little miffed. What? You don't think the tower exists?
Look, it's not that we don't think that it exists so much as Eurekus has a bad gambling habit, and also that a lot of people, at least one person assured us that this tower pretty much didn't exist and that you were crazy.
Also, every time I have some of Georg's coffee, just my decisions are poor.
I'm not the one that adds whiskey to my coffee.
I'm starting to think someone needs to check with us before talking.
Oh, wait. Sorry, guys. Nothing.
Sorry. Yes, you're right. I have a gambling problem. I need to work on it.
Look.
Doesn't matter what people think, as long as you're right and I get my money. Off we go.
I mutter, good luck with that.
It's okay. I'm rich with friendship. Go ahead.
What could go wrong?
Takak is blinking. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess some people probably don't take it super seriously. But anyhow, shall we get started?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think we should definitely get started. And that this is, we take it super seriously. Most of us anyway.
No, I take it seriously. This is just part of my strategy. You'll see in the end.
She's really good at strategies. It's true. I say probably digging myself deeper and not getting out of any holes that may or may not have been dug.
Okay, so she holds up the torch and starts walking out into the desert. Can you tell me what the arrangement of the group looks like as you head out into the desert?
Well, I'm going to try to be in front because I feel like I am A, very well lit, and B, probably the thing that should protect everyone because I'm pretty much just a solid wall of metal. At least I believe myself to be a solid wall of metal that is largely unhittable. Or unbreakable, at least. Mm-hmm. Very hittable, honestly.
So do you try to walk in front of?
Not of Takak. I don't mind that someone wants to lead the way.
I see. Okay.
Take the position immediately behind her.
I mean, it's not a thin road. You can walk next to her if you want.
No, definitely don't want to appear social.
I will appear social. I will hang out with Tagok and talk about completely irrelevant things the whole way. Like really loud in case anyone wants to find us. Yeah, that's my plan.
Okay, so we've got Rufert and Tagok in the front. Rufert, what did you cause to be lit? Oh, the armor, huh?
Yeah, so Gorg has to be the most in front because we can't see anything if he's not up there.
No, Tagok's got a torch.
Okay.
But there is a weird bright glow coming from behind you. Shadows are cast out in front of you.
Yeah, I probably see less well as a result of this.
The best way to see at night is to shine the torch directly into your eye.
And where are Helena, Eurekus, and Justice?
I guess we're going to be behind the bright metal.
Yeah.
And are your followers coming along, Eurekus, or did you have them stay at home?
I think I'd say 7 of them are coming along.
Woohoo, desert party.
The chosen 7.
Oh, and they're 7 feet behind us.
7 people, 7 feet behind you.
Yeah. It's their job to measure it the whole time. Always they have to, like, carefully.
I'm sure it's totally fine to have 7 non-fighting folks following you through the desert at a distance of 7 feet. It's fine.
Okay, good.
It does seem very dangerous. It's like these followers have got a lot of faith in her.
You are heading out for what is promised to be about a 2-hour walk through the desert. You walk along for a while. It's not just sand dunes. It's rockier, hard packed. You're not trying to scale up sand dunes.
It's good. Sand dunes are hard to walk through.
It would probably be longer than 2 hours at that point. But there's the occasional larger rock formations and stuff like that. And sometimes you're passing, you know, near enough to them that Rufert's loud rambling bounces off of them. But otherwise, it's mostly uneventful for, you're guessing, like the first hour or so.
Okay, yeah. And ramble I do.
So I'm thinking, like, I sometimes sort of forget that nobody else can, like, talk to my dark lord and just sort of start having conversations. Like,
And what are these conversations?
Yeah. Hold on. Do you think Georg should be like a lieutenant in the Dark Army, or is he more like a kind of an underling, you know, that we send to the front lines, kind of a minion? Because on the one hand, he's like pretty good at making shit, but imagine sending like Georg minions, and they can explode like coffee bombs on our enemies. Like, that'd be pretty good.
Georg is in front of you, but, you know, you don't notice that he's snuck behind you and is, like, kind of peeping up over your shoulder and talking into one of your ears. You definitely don't notice this.
Oh, look, I rolled a perception of -7, like I do.
That's good, because Georg got a stealth of -6, so... Yeah.
Perfect.
So anyway, Georg's up over your shoulder, awkwardly perching on his armory tippy toes, and he whispers into your ear, "Yes, make Georg not a lieutenant, but your general." Yes.
And Eureka's peeks over your other shoulder, and she's like, "No, he needs to explode multiple times."
But he'd explode so much better if he was a general and in the back so he could direct all of the explosions.
No, his explosions will be so beautiful, they should be at the front.
I'm like frantically trying to find something to write down on to take notes from all the wisdom that my Dark Lord is giving me in 2 different voices and also disagreeing with himself.
Georg reaches into his bag and like puts a piece of paper into your hand.
Okay. I start like taking notes. I'm like, oh, this is good. My Dark Lord usually doesn't talk this much to me.
So this is the entire hour?
Yeah. So after I've decided that Georg needs to apparently be an exploding general in the front, I go on to regale everybody with my thrilling stories of won a chariot race. The time I won a chariot race in the Tower Kingdom. Yeah. I was great. I was so fast. So many chariots, hundreds of chariots stacked on top of each other. It was awesome.
I mean, that's where the term a chariot on top comes from, is those stacked chariot races. It was always the top one that was, you know, the most precarious.
Yeah. The top one gets all the credit. The bottom one seems like it's doing all the work, but, you know, top one's the best one, obviously.
Hold on. Wait, though. Chariot stacking aside. Tower Kingdom?
Yeah. Where I'm from now.
Wait.
Yeah. Or the Tower Empire. Sorry. Yeah.
Are you talking about the Tower Empire as if you're from there?
Yeah. Like not from there, but like I've been there, you know, a lot. Like I spent a long time, especially during my chariot times.
Yeah, like emotionally from there.
Yeah. Sure, but I'll roll yes what again?
Let's do deception.
Then this is a mere 27.
Layers upon layers and layers of deception.
I have no idea what the DC for that check was, but I think you might have passed.
I didn't hear. I was practicing kissing my hand.
As in preparation for your date tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What does Helena think?
I'm definitely not listening to Ruford if that's what's going on. I'm doing the thing where I'm pretending that I'm not looking, but I'm totally looking.
Looking at Eureka's making out with her hand.
Mm-hmm. I whisper something to Justice. And I don't think that I have the power to give her like precise commands other than like suggestions or whatever. But after I lean over and whisper to Justice, she heads on over and she licks Eureka's.
Excellent.
I just kind of like jump a little bit and squeal.
I wish my perception was higher to have noticed any of that.
But, well, we're also behind a loud shining barrier, basically.
Yeah, there's no way. There's just no way.
Speaking of the loud shining barriers, paying really close attention to this story, like, I'm kind of enthralled by it. Not trying to figure out if you're telling the truth. I'm just like, oh, wow, a chariot race. That's amazing. I always wanted to chariot.
Does Tagok seem interested?
I would say, like, not disinterested, not enthralled.
So I don't actually know anything about chariot racing, so I just make up a bunch of vocabulary to seem like I know what I'm talking about.
And that 27 says that you do a really good job of it. Not only are you totally from the Tower Empire, you are from the Tower Empire where you were an expert charioteer dealing with vocabulary and skills that no one even has an idea exist.
Okay, look, out of character here, I really want there to be a chariot race later and for us to all really expect Ruford to be just the best.
Yes.
Can we all place bets on him?
Oh, yeah. Like, all our money goes on that guy. It's gonna be sad to lose all our money, but it's worth it.
I have no opposition to this plan. This sounds great.
I'm just gonna lose Rufert's money after, you know, I win it with the bet we just made.
So you're all heading along, laughing some, getting licked by yourself and others, generally having a good time of it. All of a sudden, Justice stops and looks to your right and makes a growling noise.
Am I that bad at kissing myself?
Okay, is this the time where the rest of us roll perception?
So the secret to side grinding is you gotta do the front flip before the fire sorbs.
Helena, you notice Justice do that. She was mid-lick on Eureka's. And so Eureka's, here's a cheetah, like, licking you. It's really funny. And then all of a sudden she stops, turns away from you and growls. You look over the dunes and you do not see anything. There is 5 to 10 feet high jagged rocks that are in that general direction that looks like where Justice is looking. The rocks are about 20 feet away, you'd guess.
I think I'm going to use my cantrip to have a chameleon slap Ruford.
Ooh, I got swatted.
He didn't actually do anything wrong, but desperate times.
I'm deep in my story and something swats me. And we're in a kind of a creepy place. I'm going to roll a die, and I'm just going to say if I get above 10, I react reasonably, and if I get below 10, then I freak out. Okay, so I fire an Eldritch Blast just into the sky.
Honestly, I don't know if this was above or below 10.
So what were you, what does this scene look like?
So I'm like in the middle of talking about bearings or whatever, and then I'm just like, and I start just shooting randomly toward the heavens. These bolts of energy just...
If he screamed and fired an alert signal, I'm going to say, well, I guess I should have just yelled then. Look over there.
At this point, I believe I noticed something.
I'm certain we are in combat. I think we're fighting now. Like, tell me when my next round is, because I, as far as in my mind, I've rolled initiative.
That sky better watch out.
What sound does it make? Is it like a... It's force damage, right?
It crackles.
So that crackle definitely echoes off into the distance. And then it's silent. All of the little desert sounds that were there before just stop. It seems like the world has figured out that something's about to go down.
All right.
Out of the rocks jump five large shapes. There's enough light around that you can see that they are lizards, and they look extremely displeased to see you here. Now you can roll initiative.
Roll initiative.
That was so long.
Wow, I think I died of thirst 15 minutes ago.
It's not that long.
I thought it was pretty good.
I am a year older.
Are you going to do that every time, though?
Wait, is that the same? How many of those do you have?
I choose not to answer that question at this
time. Please tell me you didn't buy a separate rock.
I think he bought a separate rock.
Were there like a 10-pack of 1,000-year-old rocks?
He bought someone's 1,000-year-old rock collection.
Pack makes it sound like there was some sort of discount involved.
Oh, my dude.
Is this one also certified guaranteed?
Yes.
Certified guaranteed by who?
It's really good, though. It's really good, Tanum.
Thank you.
Love the music.
Thank you.
If we didn't die before it was over.
Yeah, I feel like something really important is about to happen.
Exactly. This is a very tough fight that you guys are in for.
Something more important than my aging and death.
This is better be one hell of a boss fight.
Okay, roll initiative.
Okay.
Let me give you inspiration first.
Oh, I think I have one already from earlier.
Oh, right.
I mean, it only lasts 10 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been an hour.
But there was a short rest, so all the slots back and everything.
Everybody tell me what your initiative is.
13.
Helena and Justice and Rufert and Eurekus.
Rufert is a 6.
I got 16. Do I add anything to it?
Dex modifier.
Okay, so 18.
It's really never good when the bard's the one paying attention.
Justice got a 2.
Oh boy.
Which is surprising given that she sensed them first.
Even with dex modifier?
She got a 2. I wish that it were higher. Although, I don't know. Her going last and watching what we do first isn't crazy.
I'm not slow. I'm 3 times faster than the cheetah.
Order is Eurekus first. So there are 5 lizards charging at you to presumably bite you.
I'm looking. Probably performant.
I do not think it will work on...
She might be an expert lizard charmer.
They have to listen to you for a minute. I don't think they're going to.
Hmm. Well, in that case, I'll attack.
Is this the first time you've attacked?
Yes. With my rapier.
You're just going to stab one of them?
Yeah.
What kind of distance are we talking about here?
So the rocks were like 20 feet away.
Excellent. I rolled 15.
So 20 total. Yep, that hits. Go ahead and roll damage. Looks like 1d8.
Oh, okay, good. Because I just rolled another d20 and I got a 1. But if I roll a d8. Oh, 7. Take that.
Okay, you stab a lizard good. Next in the order is Georg.
I do want to remind Eurekus that Bardic Inspiration as a bonus action.
Okay. You know what, Georg? You made me coffee.
Okay. So Georg has inspiration?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yes. That's exactly what I wanted.
Bardic Inspiration at this point is 1d6 or is it 1d8?
1d8.
So how far away for, like, how close am I? Because I was up ahead of everybody and now, and I was at least 7 feet further.
Yeah, well, they're coming from the side. You turn and face them and they're coming from that way. So you're in a line now, side by side instead of front and back.
All right. So I'll definitely run up there and try to get how well, let's say I were to have something that was a stream of acid that was 5 feet wide and 30 foot long. Not to be extremely specific or anything, but how many of them could I get in there?
I'll say you can get two.
Perfect. What I'm going to do, and I am going to cast that as a, look, I'm not going to cast it exactly. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a, I open up a little compartment in the chest of my armor, and I take out what looks a bit like a grenade. And then I twist a little dial on the top from a 1 to a 2, possibly indicating that I'm casting it as a second level spell. As you might say, upping the payload of this grenade that oddly goes out in a line. We'll have to work on that. And I shatter it on the ground in front of me, and it, you know, a wave of acid comes out from it.
And hits these two lizards. Do they get a dex saving throw?
It is not. It is a dexterity saving throw. Sorry. They get a dex saving throw.
Versus 15. Ooh, that one was close, but did not make it. Okay, so one misses, one hits.
Excellent.
What are the damages?
So it's covered in acid. It has to use its action to scrape or wash the acid off of itself or another creature.
Okay.
And it takes 2d4 acid damage at the start of each of its turns.
Okay. Does it take any now?
It looks like no.
Interesting.
This is not as good of a... These grenades kind of suck, is what I'm saying. And then what I'm going to do is use my bonus action to attack... Oh, that was nice. The one that is in front of me with my gauntlets. And that's a 20 to hit.
That hits. So are you going for the one that didn't get hit with the acid?
Oh, I have to hit the one that's close to me. So if it's not, if that's the one that saved, then yes. If they're both close to me, then I'll go for the one that didn't get hit.
Yeah, you ran up close enough that you blasted them with acid and now you're punching one of them.
I'm going to go ahead and punch the one in that case that did not get covered in acid, and it's a 7 damage.
And what does that look like? Can you,
I sort of, you see like a little like arc of electricity go up on a few prongs on the gauntlet as I punch this lizard. You see more arcs of electricity, just like a little jolt go through the lizard, as I hit it with the gauntlet.
You punch it in its nearest spot, which is its face, and it goes back a bit and is like, I won't say that it comically, you know, gets burnt and has smoke coming off of it or anything like that, but it looks briefly confused.
So it's not dead.
No, it's not dead.
In that case, it has disadvantage on attack rolls against everyone but me, because it's real mad at me, I think. That must be how this works.
Next up in the order is Helena.
So who is looking the worst?
Among the lizards?
Mm-hmm.
The one that Eurekus stabbed and the one that Georg just punched in the face. They both look, you know, slightly injured. And one of them is covered in acid. There are two more lizards that have not been interacted with.
Eurekus and I started close together. I think that I will thorn whip the one that she started, and I rolled a 23 to attack.
That hits.
I do not want to get up close and dagger length away from it. I want to keep my distance, so I'm going to stay. My range is 30 feet, and I am going to choose not to pull it closer to me, and I rolled 8 points of damage.
Okay. It is not looking happy. Do you have any bonus actions you want to do?
I think that, unfortunately, that's my whole deal. I don't have, like, a shield to raise or anything like that.
Up next is Rufert.
Having fired into the air and then spent the first part of actual battle looking around for the tiny lizard that hit me, I have finally like realized that there's a proper battle going on. How many do I see? Gorg's engaged with some, right? And he's glowing like a torch. So what can I see from where I'm standing?
You are walking in front. Yeah. So closest to you are two lizards that Georg is interacting with, having just punched one of them. The other one is dripping with acid. On the far end is the one that Eureka stabbed. And then in between them are two more lizards.
Okay. So I am aware of a total of four lizards.
Five.
Five. Okay. And how close is all of this to me?
I'd say no more than 20 feet away.
This seems just too terribly close. We just got ambushed. One of them got me in the back of the neck. Unacceptable.
I'm going to cast Armor of Anzit, and then...
Wait. Hold on. Armor of Anzit?
Yeah.
Really? That's kind of ahistorical, don't you think? Like, that doesn't... Anzit doesn't show up for 30 years after the game is taking place.
No.
You know... Violence comes to those who don't...
No.
Violence comes to those who do violence. You know, Anxiet.
I don't know what violence comes to violence means. No, Anxiet, High Priest Anxiet, was the founder of the Sorcerers of the Tower Kingdom. Remember, like the...
Tower Kingdom?
Yeah, before it was the Tower Empire. It was the Tower Kingdom, right? Like the smaller one.
There's no tower!
It was still, it was going to be a tower. Everyone knows what we talk about. Everybody understands what I mean when I say the Tower Kingdom, right, everyone?
Okay, I'll leave that aside. But Anxiet, like the Anxiet that you're talking about is Anxiet the Elder.
And, well, yeah, he's the Anxiet. He's like the famous guy who founded like 1,000 different... fields of sorcery. Which Anxiet do you mean?
You're talking about Anxiet the Elder, and I'm talking about Anxiet the Younger, who protected his village famously with the armor that does cold damage. Like, this is the whole story. He was the tower. Now you've got me saying it. The Tower Empire was trying to push further south. Into what was, disputed to, possibly be part of the Bridgelands. And Anxiet, no relation, protected his village famously with his armor. Like, and that was like the whole moral of the story was violence comes to those who do violence. Like, it's like that blowback thing.
So you're saying that the famous Anxiet who founded 100 fields of sorcery is irrelevant to this kind of sorcery I'm trying to do. That the real guy is some nobody who's nobody's ever heard of, who was in some random town, but happened to have the same name and also invented magic, but later. That's the point you're making.
I wouldn't put it any of like that, but basically, I guess, yeah. Okay, fine.
All right, so I cast Armor of Anxiet the Elder, okay?
Hey, no. Yeah, I guess it's going to have to be that way because otherwise it hasn't been invented yet. Okay, go ahead.
Armor of NZ.
And then as a bonus action, has anybody actually been hurt yet?
The lizards have not attacked yet.
Excellent. Okay. They're what? Losers.
I mean, my feelings are hurt that we were attacked.
Sorry. I mean, you've gone. You took a hit.
No, she's saying that she was, her feelings are hurt. She's not been damaged, but she has been emotionally damaged.
I see. All right, well, I don't have any spells for that. So I'll move away. I'll take a few steps back away from the creatures, try to put all of the followers in between me and them, if possible.
What?
Oh, no, they're on the far other end of the line.
Okay, well, then just whatever distance I can manage, I'm going to try to back away from the lizards.
Okay, so you're going to run 30 feet in the opposite direction, out into the desert?
Sure. Yeah, that seems good.
My followers are booing you.
Up first is the lizard by Eurekus, who is going to bite Eurekus. 11. What is your armor class?
14.
Okay, so 11 does not hit. It bites at you, but does not connect.
Roll my eyes. Okay.
Another one is going to run over and also bite at you. So 12 does not hit, correct? Yeah, yours is 14.
Mm-hmm.
A third lizard is going to run over and attack Georg. I'm assuming that 10 does not hit you, Georg.
No.
It tries to bite your armor and it hits metal. And that doesn't go so well for it. So then these two lizards that you put acid on, or tried to put acid on, are also going to attack you. The one who you punched, 18, oh no, sorry, 20. Does 20 hit?
No. No, it does not. Armored class is 21.
Nice.
The one that's all acidy needs to take 44 acid damage.
Wait, is 2d4 or 4d4?
2d4 for each spell level, and I cast it at level 2.
Oh, okay. When does it take that?
At the beginning of its turn.
The one covered in acid is still covered in acid and looks like that has really done a number on it. It is still alive, but it does not look happy. Does that acid stay?
It does, until it uses its action or another one uses its action to wipe the acid off.
I think it is going to use its action to roll around on the ground instead of attacking you to get that acid off of it. Okay, Justice is up.
There is at least one lizard that is 20 feet away from Justice, correct?
I think that they have all started sort of moving around, but I think if Justice backs up, then yes.
Is there one that is about 20 feet away and standing up, but looking kind of bad?
Yes, there's the one that Eureka stabbed.
Great. So she's going to pounce that one, and it needs to make a DC 12 strength check or else it is knocked prone.
Oh, wow. Just barely misses. I guess Justice is on top of it?
Yes, and she gets to bite as a bonus action, so that's a good time. That nice. Is a 22 to hit. I assume that that succeeds in biting the thing right below her for 7 damage.
It is dead.
Woohoo! Yay!
So she just chomps on it.
Good kitty.
We are back to the top of the order.
Cool.
So the one that you stabbed, Justice jumped out of nowhere and landed on it and ripped it up.
Yeah, it looks dead, right?
It looks very dead.
Okay, there's the one that Georg got, right?
So there is one that tried to attack you and is right next to you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll get that one. My old lucky rapier, yes.
Gonna stab again?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I rolled 17, 22.
Yes, that hits.
Hell yeah.
What's the damage?
3.
Okay. You give it a stab. It connects. It looks more like it pissed it off than anything else.
And then I want to give the mantle of inspiration to my team.
What is the deal on that one?
I can grant 8 temporary hit points to up to 4 creatures I can see, and I can see me within 60 feet. So Helena, Georg, Justice, and Erfurt.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. It says each creature can immediately use its reaction to move up to its speed without provoking opportunity attacks.
Ooh. Oh.
Does anybody want to move?
What's the layout here? We've got 2 near me, now 1 near Eureka and Helena, 1.
So Helena's back away. She moved to the side more than charging.
Oh, sorry, not Helena. Justice.
Justice is on top of a dead one.
Very near.
And then there are 3 that are by you.
Oh, there are 3 by me. Not 2.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to move. It's exactly where I want them.
I think that Kitty wants to maybe scoot backward a little bit. Well, she's not going to provoke an attack of opportunity anyway, right? Because it's dead.
She is close enough to the one by Eureka that I think she would.
Well, she would want to scoot back so that she's positioned to pounce on the next one.
Sounds good.
So my plan is to hit things with Eldritch Blasts next turn. So I'll try to, if I can move to get a better vantage for that, then that's what I'll do.
Okay. And Helena, are you going to move at all?
I'm 30 feet away from the closest one, right? As long as I'm within range, but not within stabby range, I'm happy.
And we are on to Georg.
So there's 2 of them. They both look pretty injured, right?
There's 3. 2 of them that you have engaged before look pretty injured. One of them is not hit at all.
Got it. How close am I to everyone else? Like Eureka and Rupert?
So Rupert is way off, has run off into the desert. Tagak has mostly just stayed where she is, yelling encouraging words. Eurekus is engaged with one dead lizard and one not so dead lizard and is like 6 feet away.
Oh, okay, that close. Well, what I'm going to do then, I'm going to, whatever one looks most injured among those two, I'm going to take a nice big old swing at it. And that definitely hits because it's over 20.
Yeah.
And that is, oh, where did my knee go?
Oh, this is
electric punching. So that is 7. And then if it didn't already, it has disadvantage on attack rolls against anything but me till the start of my next turn.
Well, it has disadvantage on all attack rolls forever.
Sweet. That's my favorite kind of disadvantage.
It is now chronically disadvantaged.
I turn to its friend and try to make it exactly as disadvantaged.
Do you get a bonus attack or is this?
Yeah, it's a bonus action because I have one fist and I give him the old 1-2.
Ah, I see. So you give them the old 2.
Yeah, this lizard gets number 2. Okay. 19.
Yeah, that hits.
Does 1d8 and then, wait, it's 2.
We're back to Helena.
The one that Eurekus was interacting with is still upright and not dead, correct?
Yes, there were 2. One is dead. The other one is not.
Okay, great. I thorn whip it. Ooh, my roll was not as good. My attack's only a 16. Does that hit?
Yeah.
Also, my damage rolls were sad. That's 3. But hey, every little bit helps.
Yep. On to Rufert.
Okay. Are any of my friends injured?
Not yet.
Well, this is great. What did I need that armor for? All right. 2 Eldritch Blasts, starting with whichever one looks the most dying.
Okay, there are 3 left. One of them has not been hit yet, and 2 of them have.
The leftmost of the 2 that have been hit, I'll go for first.
Okay.
That is a 18 to hit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of damage. This is great. So that's 12 damage.
Yeah, it's dead.
All right. And then of the injured ones, I will attack the other with an Eldritch Blast. That's a 22 to hit.
Yep.
And 9 damage.
It is not dead. It looks almost dead, though. It is not liking that crackling energy.
Cool. Glad the crackling energy is like helpful for a second. And there's no like surprise ones jumping out from each other. I'm very concerned now that I'm out in the desert. I'm like, oh no, I'm alone. But all right.
Eurekus, the one that you stabbed with your rapier, was getting ready to bite you and gets blasted by this crackling beam of energy and is looking very extremely unhappy, but looks off to try to see where that came from and decides that it's too far and you've stabbed it, so it's going to go after you again.
Okay, but I make eye contact with it while it's trying to stab me.
19. Does that hit your armor class?
I'm 14.
Yep, that definitely hits. It bites you.
Where?
Let's see. I would say on your off arm. So okay. The arm you don't have your rapier in.
Yeah, the one I wasn't kissing. Okay.
And it does 8 damage. So it takes a chunk out of your arm there.
Oh, I hate this.
And then, so there were 2 lizards by you, Georg. The one with disadvantage just got toasted, but there is one more, and it's going to bite at you, and it's going to miss. Not even connect. It's just like, ar, 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 ar. Biting the air. You're not even sure that it's attacking.
Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised, because I am basically the brick wall that you can't miss.
It is Justice's turn.
Okay, who's 20 feet away and needing some pouncing?
So there are 2 of them left. One by Eurekus looks almost dead. The one by Georg is incompetent at biting, but looks as healthy as when it got started.
Justice is going to go for almost dead guy. That's where she shines. And she's going to pounce, and that's a DC-12 strength check.
It's real bad to lose hit points around our party. We're really good at just focus firing on anybody who looks slightly injured.
That is going to be a failure. Justice jumps onto this almost dead lizard.
So the bite is rolled super high for the attack. I assume she doesn't miss, and it's 7 damage.
That is another ripped apart lizard.
And this time, Justice gets a little distracted and starts eating the lizard. It's kind of gross. Just putting it out there.
I mean, listen, everybody plays the game different. Everybody has their own way of having fun.
Eurekus, the lizard that bit you is now getting eaten by Justice.
Nice. Good kitty.
Back in the order to Eurekus.
All right, so the layout right now, there's two of them who are still alive, right?
There is one.
There's one. Oh, okay. I stab it.
Okay.
And I roll 17.
You hit.
Oh, and then I give more bardic inspiration to Helena.
Thanks.
Okay, so how much damage did you do to it?
Just now, I did 17.
Damage.
Oh, that's the 1d8. Right.
It was a really good roll, okay?
Yeah. Okay, 6 plus 2, 8. I'm just imagining its beads.
You give a good dab to it. It looks like it was going to attack again and then gets stabbed by Eurekus and looks around, sees one of its friends getting eaten by Justice and just starts to try to run away. Georg and Eurekus, you are within attack of opportunity range. Do you want to let it go?
Does anyone want to talk to it?
I mean, if you start talking to it, I might not attack it.
I don't know if I'm allowed to yell at its backside since it's not my turn, but I do wonder if we should be like, hey, got any friends? Are you just angry about the Eldritch Blast? Were you trying to take our shit? Like, what's your deal?
Does anybody have speak with animals?
Oh, I do. Yeah, all those things that Helena just said, I say.
Okay, so Eurekus, do you say something to have Georg hold?
Hey, Georg, staff it.
I sort of look back as I'm like pulling back my arm. I'm like,
maybe someone put him up to this.
It's a lizard.
Yeah, but...
You know what? Do it. Go ahead. If it eats you later, it's not my fault.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just roll my eyes. I talk to the lizard and I go, hey, why?
Let's see. Ooh, it's pretty dumb. Lizard yells back at you, kind of this, and you understand it to mean scary people. What do you go away? Leave me alone.
Wow. Okay. He is very dumb. I don't say that out loud. Instead, I just say, who put you up to this?
So the lizard has crawled back inside the rocks, but yells back, go away, go away, go away.
Yeah, I'll go away after you tell me why.
So I think we need to make a decision as a group here. Is Eurekus speaking in language that you can all understand and it just happens to be that the beast can understand? Or is Eurekus growling back at the lizard?
You're just like making tongue noises.
Which one is funnier?
Presumably, without the magic, the lizard doesn't have a spoken language, right?
Yeah.
Which means if Eurekus is like grunting and hissing, that means the magic invented a language and then taught it to her, which seems so much cooler to me.
Yeah, let's go with that. Last thing, what was the last thing you said?
I thought you said that we'll leave it alone when it tells us why.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. And I said that very threateningly.
Just minding own business and scary blast and noises and then stabbing and...
Your friend ate my arm.
You tried to eat friend. You're our eating friend.
You attacked us.
Go away.
No. I'll go away when you tell us why did you attack us.
I'm waiting for Eurekus to walk over there and beat it to death. Tell, smack, me, smack, why, smack?
Okay. It seems kind of exasperated and is just like, scary, go away, please.
Georg will kill you unless you tell us why you attacked us.
Did I understand that part?
Is it like, rah, 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 Georg, rah, rah, rah. It starts whining and please go away. Please go away.
You heard me. And then like, okay, Georg, in the language we speak, Georg, you may slowly kill it, but go really slow.
Wow, that's really messed up even for me.
Yeah, like, I audibly gasped.
Wow.
I'm like, wait a minute, this is taking us out of the realm of goodness. It retreated.
I'm pretty fine with just killing it.
Okay, then I tell the wizard, did you hear that? He just said he's fine with killing you. I will call him off, but you have to tell me now. Why did you try to kill us?
Because you came here and tried to kill us.
What?
Please go away.
What makes you think that we tried to kill you?
Look around you.
All the corpses, though.
Wait, you attacked us first. We were just minding our own business on a secret mission, and then you attacked us.
Please go away. You smell funny.
It's perfume. Some people like it.
We don't. That's you why. Don't. That's why.
Wait, just me or everybody?
All you.
All of us?
Please go away.
Hey, everybody. No, I translate what I just heard. We all smell bad, according
That's
to the wizard.
So sad.
I would have thought we smelled delicious to them.
I'm pretty sure he's like, that's just the best lie he could think of. He doesn't know why he attacked. He can't even remember that far. He's
okay, so I looked at the lizard. Did anybody tell you to attack us?
Well, no.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Did anybody tell you that we smell bad?
Because that's our new target.
It's obvious.
It's not obvious.
I think that we should just let it mourn its four friends. And if it bothers us again, I think it'll be a pretty easy kill.
So we shouldn't kill him?
I don't know. I think that it'll eat the other three if justice doesn't get to them. And then it'll be three times the size. And then it'll come back and eat us.
I mean, mourn its friends, digest its friends.
Some cultures process grief differently.
I'm just going to say, we generously will let you live, and we will leave, and we will shower.
You go?
Yes.
Thank you.
Eldritch. No, I'm kidding.
No. I was just going to say, we need to have a little talk about not randomly shooting things into the sky.
The good thing I was paying so close attention, you know, that might have caught us by surprise.
Your followers are suitably impressed by your amazing skills. Tagok has been mostly quiet beyond the cheerleading, but seems thoughtful and says, I kind of wonder if these lizards came from the tower.
I kind of wonder why you didn't help us fight them.
Yeah, we've seen you with a pair of tongs.
Yeah, yeah. So I did manage to take out that one spider, but I'm not the best fighter in the world. You know, if I was an amazing fighter like you all are, I would have gone and taken care of the sorcerer myself already. I'm an artist.
Tagok, how do you think we smell?
Oh no.
Honestly, from all the stuff that I work with, I don't really have a very good sense of smell.
I look over at Justice and I say, does anyone have prestidigitation?
Yeah, I can clean up Justice.
That's
although I'll like wait a beat to see if anybody else volunteers first, because I really don't want to like have to do chores.
I mean, I'm not doing chores.
But yeah, I'll start casting magic at Justice to
clean her up.
Yeah.
I could just dump a couple gallons of water and or acid on her, so.
Please don't.
Or oil. I can do oil.
The best part is he doesn't know which it's going to be until it happens.
Who knows? It could be beer.
The picture of wait and see.
This episode featured Chelsea Burns as Harmony as Eurekus.
Excellent. Do I roll?
Chris Grumbles as Dawn as Georg.
Where the term a chariot on top comes from.
Desiree Fair as Rosaphine as Helena and Justice.
I'm starting to think someone needs to check with us before talking.
Silas Silver as Vafris, as Callum as Rufert.
The real guy is some nobody who's in some random town but happened to have the same name and also invented magic, but later.
Mark E. Fair as Tanum the DM.
You don't think the tower exists?
And me, Damian Lichtenstein, as the intern.
I could say something super cringy like, this thing is so epic.
Thank you for listening to Coffee, Cults, and Empires, edited by Mark and Desiree. Music by Kevin Vitz Wong. Character art and logo design by Carmanda. Sensitivity Consulting by Dominique Dickey. Support us on Patreon for access to outtakes, world building, and more. Find all these links in the episode notes or at coffeecultsandempires.com, where you can also find transcripts, art, actor and character bios, and more. That's coffeecultsandempires.com.
Y'all, this thing is so slay.